Amen. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for being able to be kept in perfect peace. I was thinking of a text here that we want to elaborate on it a little bit and trust that the Lord will bless our souls as we look on to the Word of God today. We have a little thought here. We thought once we just didn't have anything to say at all. But we feel like the Lord has laid this on our heart. We feel like time has cheated many people out of salvation. Many people have been cheated because of time. But we realize that there is a time for all things. A time for all things. We read in this book of Ecclesiastes there. I believe we'd like to turn to 3 and 1. Somebody would get 12. The 12th chapter and the first verse also. Maybe some there. 3 and 1.
To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose
under heaven.
A time to be born.
Time to die.
A time to plant.
And
a time to pluck up that which is planted.
Amen.
A time to kill.
Time to heal.
A time to break down. And a time to build up. A time to weep.
And a time to laugh.
A time to mourn.
And a time to dance.
A time to cast away stones. Time to gather stones together.
A time to embrace.
And a time to refrain from embracing.
Alright, I think that'd be for enough. We find out here that there is a time to most everything under heaven. We realize there's a time in which you can do one thing or another. There's a lot of space of time when a person can get saved.
Yes.
And we find that the Spirit of God woos a person in that special time.
Yes.
When it's time for him to get saved. And we also find that there can be a time when a man has just gone on too far and grieved the wrath of God, and there remaining no more for him to get saved. So we're thinking about being saved today and living for the Lord, doing all that we can to please the Lord. And in the 12th chapter, I believe it is, the first verse, I want to read a little there, where I believe it says, Remember now thy Creator,
in the days of thy youth,
while the evil days come not,
When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in it.
Stop. Now we realize that we need to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. It's just a wonderful thing to be saved while you're young.
Yes.
While you're clothed in your right mind with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And for a person to be saved today, it's just a great opportunity that other youth can be saved.
Yes.
There's something about young people that are saved that draw other young people to Christ.
Yes.
So we're thinking about remembering the Lord today in the days of your youth, where you have all of your, we're saying most all of your potentialities with you,
yes.
Where you can just go out and work and labor hard for the Lord. I realize we that are getting older today, we're not able to just go out and labor as hard as we used to labor and fast and pray. I remember times when I could just preach, and I could just sing, but that time is kind of winding down on me. I can't do like I used to do. What we do, we need to do it quickly, and while we can do it effectively.
Yes.
So what we want to do is be in the hands of God, all that He would have us to be. Seek to serve the Lord, to be faithful to the Lord. Stay at your post of duty. All right, let's read on a little more.
While the sun.
Of light.
The moon.
Stars. Not darkened.
of the plows return after the rain.
Amen.
In the day when the keepers of the house.
Keepers of the house, yes.
And the strong men shall bow themselves.
Strong men shall bow themselves.
And the grind the seed because they are few.
Yes. That time will come when the grind is going to cease, praise the Lord. Those that are grinding out and laboring hard and working and striving to grind out, praise the Lord. And to think about those especially that are grinding at the meal of preaching the gospel and laboring, this time is going to finally come down to a time when it's going to cease. Praise the Lord. All right, let's be on the Lord.
And those that look out of the windows be dark.
Those that look out of the windows be dark.
And the door shall be shut in the street.
Doors shall be shut in the street. That'll come a time. You know, we're getting closer to that time today. As we see the darkness is creeping upon the face of the earth. People are calling light darkness, so forth and so on. But this is going to come a time, and it's going to be shut. All right, you know.
When the sound of the grinding is low.
When the sound of the grinding is low.
And you shall rise up. The
yes.
And all the daughters of music
yes.
shall be brought low.
Amen.
Also when they shall be afraid,
they shall be afraid.
Die,
yes.
And fear shall be in the way.
Fear shall be in the way.
And the almond tree shall flourish.
Yes.
And the grasshopper shall be a bird.
Grasshopper be a bird. Now, wait a minute. I'm thinking about time and think about those people who just go around long. With the Lord, and they just seem to be going along, but they don't ever really get settled and never get rooted and grounded in the truth. It just comes to a time when the grasshopper is a bird. I like to think about them, people who never go on to perfection and never just really get down to business and just kind of like a grasshopper. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read on a little more.
And desire shall fail.
Desire shall fail.
Because man goeth to his long
home.
And the mourners go about the streets.
And the mourners go about the streets.
Are ever the silver cord be loose?
Yes.
Are the golden bowls be broken?
Yes. We think about a time when that silver cord will be loose and will be broken. We think about the man going to his long home. That's going to be a serious thought. We all leave this world go home.
Yeah.
We surely ought to be saved. And we ought to be living for the Lord. And we can be. Yeah. Praise the Lord. All right, I believe I want to turn over here as we move along to Ecclesiastes, maybe the 10th chapter, the 11th verse. And we try to pick up a little thought here. And say, what's the other man trying to do up there? We're going to get over there. Ecclesiastes, I believe that's 9 and 10. Amen.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do,
do it with thy might. I believe that's far enough. Whatever we find to do, we need to do it with all our might. Not go out being half-hearted about it, but let us be faithful in whatever we find our hand to do. All right, now as we move on a little bit here. I believe you want to go down into Isaiah, the 29th chapter, maybe the 13th verse, and move on. Amen.
Wherefore the Lord said,
yes, wherefore the Lord said,
for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth,
yes,
and with their lips do honor me.
We realize that sometimes there are a lot of people who just draw close to the Lord with their lips. But I believe it said that their heart is far from me. So we want our hearts to be in the hands of God. Praise the Lord. We want to be given right down where our heart can say amen to His will. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes the heart of the mind might say amen, but the heart don't say amen. So we want to live right down where our heart can say amen to God's will. No matter what it is. Praise the Lord. Sometimes He takes us through many difficult routes and many difficult ways. But we want our heart to be able to say amen to God's will. Sometimes it's some pretty tight places. Sometimes there's some grievous places. Sometimes the suffering is long and hard, but we know that the Lord is able and willing to see us through. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about that song that we sang sometime. It says, press along, we're pilgrims. We're just strangers and pilgrims in this land. We just want to be here for a short time, but whatever we do, Lord, our life will be spent to the glory of God. We was thinking about one of the brethren who used to say it all the time. He said that, I don't want to rust. I don't want to rust out, but I want to wear out. Want to wear out for the Lord. Alright, so we want to hear the Lord with all our heart. Alright, let's move on here a little bit, read the Lord.
Whatever moves their heart far from me.
Yes, whatever moves their hearts far from me.
And their fear toward me is turned by the precept of me.
Yes.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among his people.
Yes.
Even a marvelous work and a wonder.
And a wonder, all right.
While the wisdom of their wise men shall perish.
Yes.
And the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid.
Amen.
Woe unto them that seek thee to hide
yes.
their counsel from the Lord.
Yes.
And their works are in the dark.
Amen.
And they say, who seeth us?
Yes.
And who knoweth us?
Yes.
Surely your turning of things upside down
Amen.
Shall be esteemed as the Father's
yes.
place.
The Lord sees and knows everything. Can't hide from the Lord. Alright, is that down what we said, is that Isaiah 29 and 13?
Yes.
It is?
Where
it says line up on line, precept from the text on the other side of there, is that? Alright, let's move on then. 28. Alright.
9th verse 10.
Yes.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Yes.
Them that are weaned from the milk.
Yes.
And drawn from the breast.
Drawn from the breast.
For precept must be upon precept.
For precept must be on precept.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
We find that the minister who is preaching the gospel, as he preaches the word, he preaches a little here and a little there. Line upon line, precept upon precept, trying to make it plain, trying to make it simple for all of us, studying and working out his message in order to make it acceptable in the sight of the saints. And we pray and we see that there still is many that are not able to receive the word of God, no matter how simple and how plain you can make it. Praise the Lord. But we know that God is able and God is willing to bless us. All right, read on a little more.
For with stammering lips
and
another tongue to this people.
Yes.
To whom he said.
To whom he said.
This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest.
I still don't believe that's where you want to read it. Let me see. I get my eye on here. Now, where were you reading there?
I started at the 9th verse.
Yes. I want you to move down there.
But the word of the Lord was unto them.
Yes.
Upon precept.
That's it. I want you to move down to the 14th verse.
14th verse.
Yes.
Wherefore hear the word of the Lord.
Wherefore hear you the word of the Lord.
He's scornful
men. He's
scornful men.
That rule his people,
which is in Jerusalem.
Because he has said,
We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we out of breath.
And sometimes people just say, well, if I die, and I go to hell, then I'll have some friends there. But I want to tell you, you won't have no friends down there. There won't be any friends in hell. All right, what else did it say?
When the old thorn scourge shall pass through, you shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge.
Yes.
And under falsehood have we hid ourselves.
It was, we don't want to do this, praise the Lord. All right, we don't.
Therefore, thus said the Lord God.
Therefore, said the Lord God.
Behold,
Behold,
I lay in Zion.
I lay in Zion.
A foundation stone.
Praise the Lord.
For a sure foundation.
Amen. For a sure foundation. We know that Christ is that stone. He is that stone that we saw that was hewn out of mountains without hands. He is that stone, a precious and a tried stone, and a cornerstone. Praise the Lord. Alright, we know.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
Judgment also will I lay to the
line.
And righteousness to the plumb. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of life.
There's no way that a person can prevail under falsehood and lies. But it's going to be swept away from it. Praise the Lord. Alright?
And the water shall overflow the hiding place.
And the water shall overflow their hiding place. Praise the Lord. Alright, you know.
Your covenant with death shall be disannulled.
Your covenant with death shall be disannulled.
And your agreement with hell shall not stand.
And your agreement with hell shall not stand.
When the overflowing spur shall pass through.
Yes.
You shall be trodden down by it.
You shall be trodden down by it. So then, dear ones, I want to tell you, it's time to run for our lives. Alright, we know.
From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning.
Morning by morning.
By day and by night. And yes. It shall be a vexation only.
Yes.
To understand the report.
Amen. Alright.
For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it.
Amen.
And the covering narrow than he can wrap himself in.
Alright, so we find out here that the bed will be shorter, and that a man can stretch himself upon it, and the covering narrow that he can wrap himself in. This is a man that's trying to run and duck away from the Lord. But we see that it's just an impossibility. There's no way to hide from God, no way whatever you do. I believe it says that there's a song that says, God is standing at heaven's door and looking this universe over. Praise the Lord. There is a God. I believe that's what it says. All right. Now, that's a little bit that we wanted to read here, but my main text is that it's over here in the, I believe it's in the book of St. Matthew's Gospel. I want to read about the man with the wedding garment. That's what we want. That's the text here. I want to read a little bit here. When you come in and you didn't have the wedding garment. Okay. All right. That's the St. Matthew, I believe, the 22nd chapter. But it says the kingdom of heaven is like a certain man which made a marriage for his son. That's what it will be. That's it. Yeah. All right.
They would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying,
Tell them what you're bidden.
Behold, I have prepared my dinner.
My oxen and my fattens are killed.
And all things are ready.
Coming to the marriage.
But they made light of it.
They light of it.
And went their way, one to his farm and another to his merchandise.
Amen.
And the remnant took his servants.
Them
frightfully.
Amen.
And slew them.
Praise the Lord.
But when the king heard thereof.
He was wroth.
He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers.
Amen.
And burned up their city.
Burned up the city.
Then said he to his servants. The wedding But they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways.
Yes.
And as many as ye should find.
As many as ye should find.
Give to the marriage.
Yes.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found.
Yes.
Both bad and good.
And
the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests,
amen.
He saw there a man which had not only wedding garments.
Amen. All right. Now this is where my text lies right here. He saw then a man but didn't have on the wedding garment. Wait just a minute. I'm thinking about something here. It's going to be mean much to have on the wedding garment, praise the Lord, which is the righteousness of the saints.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, self-righteousness will not do. And if we're not careful, we can be just a little bit self-righteous. But self-righteousness is not good enough. We're going to have to be able to do the will of God. And that is what the Lord has assigned unto us to do. I'm thinking about that it's going to be sad to come to the judgment and not have on the wedding garment. I want you to think about that a little bit. It'll be a sad thing to come to the judgment and not have on the wedding garment. But I'm persuaded to believe that there will be some that will come and say, Lord, didn't we do this in your name, or didn't we do that in your name, and don't have on the wedding garment. May the Lord help us to see to it that we have on that wedding garment, which is the righteousness of saints. Amen. Which is, I believe it says over there in Revelation where it says, as fine linen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, I want to go to the 25th chapter. Here in the book of Revelation, Matthew. And it says that the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. You may wonder, how is he going to tie all this in together? But it's going to be a sad thing for you to come to the judgment and don't have on the wedding garment. That's one thing that's been turning around in my mind, the Lord has laid on my heart, that it would be sad to come to the judgment when you think that you have lived right and you haven't. And I'm persuaded to believe that we have a lot of people today who believe that they are living right and living the way that the Lord has assigned them to live. But I say that you and I should come where we can hear the whole and full gospel being preached every day of our lives. That we can be what God wants to be. Now, I've had some that try to lead me away and try to pull me away, and they try to tell me, well, Brother Lucas, you ought to come here and you ought to come there. But I'm persuaded to believe that we need to be where we can hear the full gospel preached. Amen. And I have no desire to go anywhere else. But to stay right here with the saints, as Moses said, and some of the fictions of the righteous. Praise the Lord. Amen. My dad told me one time, he said, son, I tell you what, he said, if you come and go with me, he said, I'll help you to get you a church, and I'll fix it so that you can have money, have a big diamond on your finger, a ring on your finger, and all these things. And I'll just really set you up. But that is not the will of God. That is not the will of God to seek after those things. So we, brother, just take that lowly, humble way and live according to the way the Bible teaches us, whether we ever have any money or whether we don't have it, or whether we don't have any money. We just rather take the stuff of the afflictions of the righteous, go right along with the saints. So we're happy to be here today, and we're not looking to go anywhere else. But we just want to be what the Lord what happens to be. But we're persuaded that there'll be some that's going to come to the final judgment and be deceived. You know, the enemy is a great deceiver. He'll make you some, cause you sometimes to think you're right when you're wrong. Amen. As the scripture that says, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So, this is what we're speaking about here tonight. That sometimes we just, we're not careful, we go along where it seems right. But we want more than just it seeming right. It must be right. And if it's not the right way, then it's the wrong way. Praise the Lord. Alright, so we're encouraged to accept the way of the Lord. As we've heard in this meeting, from right on down from the beginning, how the Lord is leading us to a deeper depth and a higher height in Him. That we can be where the Lord would have us to be. And also, as we heard, right in connection with it today, is how the Lord was teaching us how to love and opportunity and so forth. That's all taking us to a deeper depth and a higher height, if we can understand it like that. Alright, so we're thinking here that it's going to be a sad to come to the end of life and not be living like the Lord would have us to be living. I'm persuaded to believe that some folks can be deceived and can be deceived. What makes it so bad if we have deception and right among us? Sometimes we can be deceived and be right with us. We don't have to go out into the world and look around out there. But a person can just think he's living right here and still not be doing the right thing. Why? Because the Bible says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. So then, if we don't do the will of God, we can just be deceived. A lot of people sometimes think because of their works, which they're doing, they think their works will do it, the job. Just your works alone will not save you. It takes salvation to save you. You must have salvation to be saved. Alright, let's read a little more here in the 25th chapter and move on down.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like
unto 10 virgins
which took their lamps
and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Five
was wise.
Five was foolish.
They that were foolish took their lamps
and took no oil with them.
These people took their lamps, but they didn't take any oil with them. Praise the Lord. And I'm persuaded to believe that many times, if we're not careful, people are taking their lamps and not taking no oil with them. And if we don't take all of them with us, we're not going to be able to stand the test. Praise the Lord. When the test comes, we're not going to be able to stand it. We must have some virtue in our lives. Praise the Lord. Alright, read on.
But the wise took oil in their vessels.
With their lamps.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Notice these people were virgins. They had the same intent in mind. They were headed in the same intent, headed for the same goal. But while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Praise the Lord. All right, read on.
At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him.
Don't you know that being a critical time for us to hear that the bridegroom is coming, for us to rise and go out to meet him, and we couldn't go to meet him? But I'm persuaded that it's going to be like that.
Yes.
It's going to be like that.
Yes.
It's going to be like that. It's going to be so. I know sometimes we don't like to hear this, but if we're not careful, we just might be split right down the middle. Amen. Without careful, we may be just fit right down there. So may the Lord help us here. Amen. That we can be up and about our Father's business. All right, leave the Lord.
Then all those virgins arose.
All the virgins arose.
Trim their lamps.
Trim their lamps.
And the food is there unto the wise.
Food is set unto the wise.
Give us of your oil.
Give us of your oil.
Our lamps
is gone out. Something happened. Amen. All the oil had leaked out. Did you know that you can allow your salvation to get away from you? And the Bible says this man was given here and there and he was gone. Praise the Lord. Alright, so we don't want to let our salvation get away from us, but we want to just stay right in the battle, fighting the good fight of faith, and we may lay hope on eternal life. All right, leave it alone.
But the wise answered, saying, not so.
Not so.
Let there be not enough for us and you.
Amen. We find that they didn't have enough oil, praise the Lord, for them, but only for themselves. Praise the Lord. So you and I, we can't claim on our parents being saved and so forth and so on, but we only can have enough for ourselves. Praise the Lord. All right, we go.
But go ye rather to them that sell.
But go ye rather to them that sell.
And buy for yourself.
Buy for yourself.
And while they went to buy.
While they went to buy.
The bridegroom came.
Bridegroom
and
came.
And they that were ready.
They that were ready.
Went in with him to
the marriage.
The door was shut.
Door was shut. You know that would be a terrible time when we go in and the door was shut. I'm thinking about one of these days that door is going to be shut one of these days. Time from time in eternity meet, the door is going to be shut. There won't be no other opportunity for you and I. Right now, while we have the blood running warm in our veins, we have time and opportunity to be saved. I believe that we need to be saved to the uttermost. I believe the scripture said that in one place, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinners and the godly appear? Amen. So then we want to say in the fear of God that it's time for you to run for your life. It's time for you to make your peace and your calling and election sure. For tomorrow is not promised to us. All I want to do this afternoon is just bring a warning to you. Maybe it's not a real good warning. Praise the Lord. And I don't feel that possibly I'm at my best. But I want this to be a sound warning to you. Amen. Maybe I'm not all up in the spirit. Like maybe you think I should be. But I just want to cry it out and swear it out and let you know that you are judgment trapped. And you are on your way to heaven or hell. Yeah. And we want to be sure that we are going to make it to heaven. This, we have a privilege to have a no-so salvation. Not have to guess, not have to wonder about it, but we can say, for we know if this earthly house, this tabernacle should be dissolved, we have a building with God, not made with hands, but eternally in the heaven. Brother, I want to tell you, it's going to mean much for us to be able to say this.
Amen.
We can have this testimony. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We can have this testimony that we know this is the house we want.
Yes.
We know where we're going.
Yes.
But I'm persuaded to believe that there's many people that just kind of lying along. Amen. And their hearts are not all together right with God. And they're going to be lost. And they're going to be eternally lost. But unless you and I begin to move out and make amends and move from the place where we are, we'll be lost. But we don't have to be lost. We can be saved. We can live for the Lord. Now, I don't know how long I'll be around here to pass out a few of these warnings. But I just want to say in the fear of God today that it's later than what we think it is. It's a lot later in our lives than what we think it is. We sometimes just going along, we're well, we're feeling good, when nothing's bothering us, amen, but just in a moment, we can be called from time to eternity. And I want to tell you, as we read in our first text, that there's a time for all things. There's a time when you and I need to seek the Lord. We need to make sure that it is well with our souls. Dear ones, and go make good business sense. To just, if you can live 60, 70, maybe 80 years around here on this earth, and just do like you want to do. But eternity is so much longer than just being here 60, 70 years having your way. So it is better for you to turn to the Lord. Seek the Lord while you may be found. Praise the Lord. Call upon Him while He is near. Yeah. This is what we're after this afternoon. You know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know sometimes what it would take to get some people saved. But then if I have to give you a message song like this, to get you saved is just all right with me. Yeah. Just whatever it takes for you to be saved. Yeah. We realize that we are all judgment travelers. Yeah. And we cannot stay away. And one day, sooner or later, we're all coming to the judgment bar of God. And it's going to be a sad thing. But I think about what it says over there in Revelation. Blessed are the dead that die alone. Henceforth, in the spirit, they may rest from their labors, and their works do fall in. There's something about it. Our works are going to follow us all over. In time and eternity. Praise the Lord. And if we haven't lived according to the way the Lord would have us to live, we'll just simply be lost. And you'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Yeah. I know you not in the part of your sin. So what we're going to say this afternoon, that we want you to run for your life, we want you to make sure that you are saved. Praise the Lord. I heard a brother say this afternoon, he said, I'm saved. Yeah. I thank the Lord. It means something for you to be able to say you're saved and your conscience bearing you witness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm afraid that sometimes some people say they're saved, but their conscience is not witnessing to it. But I want to tell you, we need to be where when we say we're saved, and moreover, when we say we're sanctified, set apart, meet for the master's use, that our conscience can be bearers witness in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But I would pray that it's not so that way with all of us. So we need to take inventory and see where we are on our journey. Praise the Lord. So if you're here today, I want to make a special appeal to you for you to run for your life and seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. We feel like that the Spirit of God is passing by this afternoon. He's wooing your spirit. He's calling after you. We don't know whether this may be your last time or not. I'm bothered about this. I'm troubled about it. I'm afraid that sometimes some will slip out into eternity. I was thinking about it. That we were laboring in the meeting down San Diego Way. And we were had altar call. Every time we give the altar call, the brother would get up and just kind of ease out and get a little bit too warm in there for him. And move out. And he did this time and time again. But finally, he went out his last time. Oh, dear ones, we don't know when we're going out our last time. We don't know when we're going to have to leave the meeting out of that time. One of these days, we're all going to leave this meeting our last time. Yeah. Never going to come back anymore. Praise the Lord. But this brother, as he walked out of the meeting, he left it for the last time. He was shot to death on the street. Went on into eternity. Healthy man. Young him to be about 70 years old and still hadn't given his heart to God. I want to tell you, that was a sad thing. It seemed like that he slipped right through our fingers and got away from us and went on into eternity. I want to tell you, one, it's time for your life. Be sure that you have settled it. Be sure. Somebody said the old account was settled long ago.
Amen.
I want to tell you, we need to be sure about that old account.
Yes.
That is settled. We don't want our sins going on before us. We want them to go on before us and not come behind us. Be warned. If our sins come behind us, we're going to be in trouble. Be warned. I'm afraid that some are going to miss heaven and land in a devil's hell. For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Just going along and thinking that they're right, but they're wrong. I'm not going to try to point out anything to tell you about whether you're right or whether you're wrong. But you know, down in your heart, whether you are right, whether you're living for God, and whether you're living for all you know and understand or not, you know that your own self.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to point out a whole lot to you. But I know that you know. That you know where you are on life's journey. So I'm not going to take out time to point out a lot of things possibly you might be indulging in and getting into. I know this, if you want. I was thinking about and a brother, Brother Lima. One time he came to the altar, and many of us know Brother Lima. And he's been around here for many, many years. And he come to the altar, and he said, Brother Lucas, I want to get saved. And we said, oh no, Brother Lucas, Brother Lima, we don't think that you need to get saved. He said, yes, I want to get saved. And we was kind of prevailing on him. The brother, maybe the enemy cheated you some way or somehow. And you don't need to get saved. You just simply need to talk to the Lord about the matter. But he said, no, he just held out. I'm not saved. Praise the Lord. And he kept on to be prevailed upon us. And we called on the Lord on behalf. And the Lord saved this man. Who would have thought that he lost out? But then he has slipped away. Praise the Lord. I want to tell everyone, we want to be sure that we have settled it with the Lord.
Yes.
And everything is well with us before we come down to press that dying pillar.
Yes.
I've been very close to it myself. I've been right down there in the jaws of death. Could have slipped away at any time. Brother, I want to warn you, it means something to be ready to go into eternity.
Yeah.
Well, where you don't have no opportunity to come back anymore. I want to tell you, man, there was a poem that came to me a long time ago, many years ago, and it goes like this. We are going away forever to stay. We're never going to return to this building to play. There's something to it, brother. When we leave this old tabernacle, we won't be coming back no more. We'll be going on. I don't want to come back. Praise the Lord. When he comes to take me home, I want to go home to be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't want to come back here in this old tabernacle where there's pain and sorrow and woe and all these things. But I want to live so that if the Lord calls for me, that I'll be ready to go in to meet him. Where I can say, come well and death, I'll gladly go with you. That's going to be a wonderful time when we all gather around the throne of God. Oh, brethren, and be there throughout ceaseless ages. Brethren, I thank the Lord for this privilege, as he said, for us to encourage each other with these words, that we'll be able to go home to be with the Lord. Amen. All right. I will say in my conclusion here today, we just stand before you a little while. But you want to say that you want to see to it, that you are ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
You are ready to meet the Lord.
Yes.
Brother, it's going to mean something. Go out into eternity unprepared to meet God. You know, if I could get saved for some folks, I'd do it. But I can't. I can't get saved to you. All I can do is live for myself.
Yeah.
And it takes all of my time just living for me. Yeah. And living for myself. I don't have no time to be picking flowers here and there. And just live to please God.
Yeah.
May the Lord help us, dear one, that we can be faithful in His service.
Yeah.
I feel like that we need to be faithful. Dear one, I think about the song. It said, oh, look at the faithfulness of Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
And you see how faithful God is to us. Is He faithful to us, dear one?
Yeah.
Looking after us by day and by night. We need to be faithful to God.
Yeah.
We need to get away from hurts and bad feelings and isms and schisms. All these things, dear one. Move out from there. Go and rise to a higher plane. And I think about a man or a woman that is saved and sanctified. They live on a higher plane where all these little things don't always trouble them.
Give
up. They live on a higher plane. Praise the Lord. Where every little thing that comes along don't bother them. I thank the Lord for this. Where it stands, there's no lion there. There's no rabid beast over there on this highway. It's called the highway of holiness. Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't have to worry about striving against one another. Why? Because we're on this highway. I want to tell you, dear one, it moves us into a place where we begin to become more mature in our Christian experience.
Yeah.
We get to where we begin to come to maturity. Don't always have a lot of milk and ice cream and so forth. But we can have the sense that we can have meat. Praise the Lord. We can eat the meat of the Word of God. When it comes real close to us, we can just move right up to it. And our heart can say amen to the will of God. And we have to strip for the race. And sometimes, some things we have to strip off. Some things we have to do. But our heart can say amen to the will of God. I believe we need to come to this. Where our heart, down in our heart, for out of your heart is the issues of life. In your heart, we want. I used to hear Mother Greer say sometimes when she sit around here and she sit right over there. She said, people's hearts are not right with God. I'm persuaded to believe it so. Now, many people's hearts is just not right with God. But it's going to take your heart being right with God to be able to go into the gates to the city. One of these days, He's going to come and He's going to take us away. He said that the earth would be on fire. It would melt with burning heat. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And the elements, I believe He said, be on fire. But the earth would be burned up. Now we got it right.
Yes.
Be burned up, and there'll be no place to stay. Some people seem to think that they're going to come and rule and reign 1,000 years and be around here for a long time. But I want to tell you, the Lord is already reigning in our hearts today.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we're not looking for some other king to come and be set up and rule and reign 1,000 years. The Lord is reigning in our hearts. So we know, as Peter said, that this place would be burned up. Somebody's Bible said that it would be burned over. That's what the Jehovah Witness Bible said. That it would be burned over. But the word of the Lord said that it'll be burned up. Praise the Lord. There won't be no place for us to stay. The only place to have is on the word of God. That's the only place that you and I can be found, that is on the word of God. So I want to say to you today, in all sincerity, make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Make it sure. Make it sure as you can. Praise the Lord. Because we don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is going to
And instead he comes as a thief and a robber in the night. Praise the Lord. So we want to see to it that we make our peace and calling less and sure. How many of you stand over there in the proverb there? Alone, ye simple ones, will you live in love, simplicity, and start of your life in that story? You know, we don't need to go around scoffing at the word of God. I think about some time when we're singing, they all call some are laughing and sniggling. I want to tell you, this is a sincere thing. When the invitation is being given, you standing and sniggling and laughing. You ought to be serious about this thing. There is an invitation that's being handed out to you, and if you're not careful, it's being brushed aside. Worldly ones is going to mean something when time and eternity be. May we be careful how we live. Let us be what the Lord would have us to be. Dear ones, I want to say in my conclusion, let us be faithful. I believe it said also, I believe I'd like you to turn to it right quick. And it's in Isaiah. I believe it's the first chapter, possibly the 18th verse, where it said, come, let us reason together. Praise the Lord. God is just a reasonable God. Be reasonable, dear ones. And then come, let us reason together. Say it, Lord. You know when the Lord is talking to you, you ought to listen, dear ones. You ought to listen to Him when He's talking to you. Because you can keep on going until finally you can breathe the heart of God. And He'll take His flight from you, dear ones. Never more return anymore. So we need to be careful here. Where it said, come, let us reason together. Say it, Lord. Though your sin be discarded, they shall be white as snow. God is able to clean you up.
Yeah.
Every one of you without exception.
Amen.
He's able to save you from the miracles, to take you up and out, praise the Lord, of the hollow pit and establish your goings. God is able to establish your going.
Yeah.
He's able to establish you in the truth. Praise the Lord. Where you can walk and live a good and a holy and a protected life.
Amen.
Dear one, God is able to do this for you.
Yeah.
And He is not of no respect to person. What He'll do for one, He'll do for another. Don't make any difference how bad you are, how bad a person you've been. Don't make any difference how low you are sucked down in sin. God is able to save you to the uttermost and lift you out of that place where you were. Praise the Lord. All right, read on. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Though they be red like crimson.
You can be just a bad person. It doesn't make any difference how bad you are. Then we sometimes have some people, they say, oh, I wasn't so bad. You need salvation. I sit like I need some kind of worse than other fellows do.
Yeah.
You wasn't so bad. You sneaked around and you did this and you got away with it and all these things. And you was a good boy. You know, I was one of them good boys too. I know how far them good boys can go sometimes. Hey, man, I was one of them good boys. Praise the Lord. Didn't do this and didn't do that. But I want to tell you, I had to have salvation. I need to deliver just as bad as anybody else did.
Yeah.
Just as bad as them other people with the way I've been seen. Alright, what else did it say?
You'll be willing and obedient.
You'll be willing and obedient.
And
you shall eat the good of the land.
But if you refuse
and rebel, you shall be cut off, for the mouth of the Lord is spoken.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So then you want. We need to run for our lives.
Yeah.
I believe I want one more, maybe in our conclusion. We are trying to quit. I believe in Romans. Maybe it's the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. All about the verses. Where it begins to talk about that you believe in your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I will confess with thy mouth.
I will confess with thy mouth.
Lord Jesus.
You know what? If you just simply take the Lord at His word.
Yes.
You know, I think sometimes it's so hard for sinner folks to take the Lord at His word. Somebody said, oh, I believe the Lord. But do you believe He'll save you?
Yes.
Do you believe He'll save you? Somebody said, well, I don't know. I don't know whether He'll save you or not. Yes, He will. The Lord will save you. If you desire to be saved, the Lord will save you to the uttermost. It doesn't make any difference. Praise the Lord, how bad or better you been, you must acknowledge Him in all your ways. Acknowledge the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heard He from the Lord.
And shall believe in thine heart.
And shall believe in thy heart.
That God has raised Him from the dead.
Thou shalt be saved. I tell you, dear ones, you can be saved today. If you believe in your heart, you can be saved. Amen. Now, it takes believing, dear ones. You know, I just wish I could make you believe. I wish I could cause you to believe. I want you to believe this, dear ones. All right, dear old number one.
With the heart, man, believe.
Well, there it is again. With the heart, man, do what? With the heart, man, believe it unto righteousness. Now, wait a minute. You can just believe unto righteousness. Praise the Lord. You can just believe and be saved. Yeah. This will bring righteousness about for you.
Yeah.
If you can believe, you can just believe right unto it, see? Amen. You can be saved. Do you know, Annie, he's trying to tell you, I need to go and get this fixed. I need to fix that. And I want to tell you, he'll just have you doing, trying to do those things all your life. You not care. But dear ones, what we need to do is just stop and just turn around and go and seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Just stop. Put it all down. You can't fix it no way. Amen. Man, you can't fix it. It takes the Lord to fix all these things for us. Then the Lord is so merciful, He'll just lead us in such a direction as to where that this thing, various things will can be taken care of. And He's not an unmerciful God to just rush right on in us and want us to straighten up everything at one time. And the Lord will save us and He'll bless us and help us along as we become strong in the Lord. He will point out to us what we need to take care of.
Yeah.
As He's pointing out to us, we can just move our own faith and get these things taken care of and just straighten our life up. Praise the Lord. There's one man, and this said that he had stolen his brother's chain, and the other man had stolen an axe, and they got saved one time there at a meeting, and the Lord was blessing them so. Said after a while, as the Lord began to bless them, here come one man with the chain, here come the other man with the axe. Praise the Lord. And they begin to get restitution. I stole your axe. And the other man said, I stole your chain. Brother, they got together and had a wonderful time today. In the Lord. May the Lord help us, you one. He's not unmerciful to try to make us straighten up one thing all at one time. But He's a merciful God to us. Lenient to us. Give us time and opportunity to take care of some of these things. You know, the enemy sometimes holds these things right up in front of us and they say, oh, brother, you got to go fix this and you got to go fix that and you got to take care of this. And he just holds it up real big in front of your eyes. And I want to tell you, God is a merciful God. Yes, He is. I want to tell you, anybody that would give their life for you is not standing around with a big stick to crack you over the head. No, He isn't. Anybody that would be willing to give His life for you a ransom on Mount Calvary and His blood was shed, praise the Lord, for they pierced Him in the side, out come blood and water, praise the Lord, for our remission of our sins. May the Lord help us today to make our peace with the Lord. Help us to turn and run for our lives. May the Lord shape you today. I hope maybe we've said a few things just enough to wake you up to the sense of your duty. Praise the Lord. That you can be sure about your salvation. This is if anything we need to be sure about. Hey, it's salvation. You know, somebody said, I want to be sure that I have the strongest bank to put my money in and the strongest trust company to put it in. But I want to tell you, if there's anything that you and I need to be sure about, it's about our salvation. We need to be sure about our salvation. So may the Lord bless you and help you today. And I'm sure that you can be sure.
Amen.
You can be sure about your salvation.
Amen.
You don't have to go around saying, I hope so, and maybe so. But you can say, I know.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I tell you, it means something to say you know.
Praise the Lord.
And I believe that you can do this by the help of the Lord. So I want to say here, in our conclusion, let's run for our lives. It's later than what we think. Salvation is right at our hand. What are we going to do with it? Salvation is on our hand. It's right in our lap. So let us take an advantage of it today. Come and seek the Lord. Come, dear one, and seek the Lord. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. You say, well, I'm going to wait for Brother So-and-so to preach. I'm going to wait for this Stratton to preach. But if you're not careful, you will just procrastinate and just put it completely off too far. You know, you set a stake too far. I'm going to tell you this. There was a young lady down there in Boley, Oklahoma. And I think it was Boley, yes it was. And they were just praying, begging this young lady to get saved. Oh, they just saw it in the conviction. She seemed to be under conviction. They were laying, praying with her, and they called her Peaches. And she just put it off too long. Put it off too long. Went on into eternity, unprepared to meet the Lord. You don't have to be an old person to go out to meet the Lord.
No.
It's not promised. To us, we're going to all get old. We're not going to all be left to be old. Some of us are going to go on out into eternity. I want you to wake up, dear ones. The Bible says, awake. It says, arise, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise for the day. So Christ shall give you life. Christ will give you understanding. If you understand, Christ will be there. What you do. Glory to God. You pray for me that I'll be in this life with the Lord. Have me be that I will continue to practice what I teach. Amen.